I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Denver Hoops and Dreams. I am your host, Jeremy Nichols, here with my co-host, Jack Balsley. And Jack, we are in interesting times right now. Interesting times. I know, obviously, on our last show, we spoke about the, you know, upcoming things that were about to happen in terms of free agency with Bruce Brown, other Nuggets players, and of course, all around the league right now. So we will dive into all of those things in a second. But before we do, I want to make sure that just check on you, man. How are you doing? And I also know that we have Kobe joining our show again today. So he should be here very soon. And we will talk to him about, you know, one, we'll check out how he's doing, as well as we'll get his thoughts on obviously Bruce Brown's decision. I know it was kind of crazy how that became such a big thing. Not as big as LeBron's decision, but it did affect a number of things, right? But we'll see how that goes. But Jack, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. It's a nice Saturday. I'm going to the Rockies game tonight. Going to watch the fireworks after they lose. And we'll see. No, I just came. It's funny. Most Rockies game I've been to, knock on wood, they won. But we'll see. They just beat Detroit last night. How are you doing, Jeremy?
No, dude. I'm good. You know, just about the same on this end. I'm, you know, enjoying this Saturday. You know, went out early this morning, went thrifting. It's just something that I do for myself. You know, I found some really, really cool things. And, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, I think everybody needs to have like a hobby, like something that they just like to do for themselves. And that's it for me. I go thrifting. Sometimes I find clothes. Sometimes I find Louisville Slugger baseball bats that I keep in my home. Like, it's just, you know, I like having random things. But yeah, today was cool. I actually went looking to see if I could find like just random Nugget stuff, but you can't find that no more. Now, all of a sudden, since the Nuggets are champions, everybody and their grandmama want some Nuggets gear. So it's like, it's hard to find unless you get it online or you go to one of those big name stores. But yeah, long gone are the days of finding the Nuggets gems at the thrift stores. Yeah, it's over with now. But yeah, man, I was looking, but I went through every aisle. I'll be honest. I went through every aisle trying to see if they had at least anything that even remotely said Nuggets. Nope.
Hey, at least you can get some good Broncos stuff still.
Oh yeah. You can still listen. I saw some Broncos jerseys this morning. I was like, dude, these look brand new.
They probably are.
Until the Broncos become relevant again. Winning wise, it's going to be easy to find all that stuff. You know how it is, man.
In Peyton, Payne, and Peyton, we trust.
Yeah, dude, I have so many Peyton Manning jerseys and T-shirts, and they damn near giving it away for free now. So, dude, I saw a Trevor Siemian jersey the other day. And hey, listen, Trevor Siemian was he had a winning record for the Broncos. So I think he might be the only one.
Hey, I've always told people, if Trevor Siemian wasn't given the scraps of the Peyton Manning retiring and Ryan Clady and all them just dipping, I think he could have been a solid starter for the Broncos. So there's no hate in my mind for Trevor.
Yeah. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't he, what was it, the year right after? Did we finish, what, 9 yeah. and 7?
Yeah.
9 yeah. and 7. So that was like the only winning season since then, since the Super Bowl win, right? So, man, oh, man. But yeah, Trevor Siemian, man. We'll get into all of those things. Obviously, you know, we are in the talks for maybe a potential Broncos pod. So we will see what that looks like and how that works. But yeah, listen, man, we are now essentially full force into NBA free agency, right? And it looks like we have Kobe joining the show right now. So let me go ahead and bring him up right now before we actually get into these details.
Good timing.
Kobe, there he is. There he is. Talk to the people, man.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all good.
What's good, Rob? I know the last time we talked, it was before they won a chip. So I want to say, you know, they did it. And I don't know what free agency is looking like this year. But nonetheless, before we get into it, I'm good. Enjoying the weather, enjoying this long holiday weekend. So that's pretty much all I got. It's nice to see you all and hope for a great show today. So that's all I got.
Very cool. Yeah, we were just about to start talking about free agency stuff, so you hopped in at the right time. So the first thing that I wanted to touch on today is obviously probably the most important free agency situation that has occurred so far that is affecting the Denver Nuggets, the champion Denver Nuggets, I should say. We all were waiting to see what Bruce Brown was about to do because, you know, the way that the Nuggets signed him last year, I mean, he was making what they signed him for like 2 years, maybe 13, just about. And he obviously had a player option going into the second year. And the most the Nuggets could have offered him was, I think, maybe 7.8, I believe, was the highest amount because of, you know, they are smacking real close to that luxury tax. Well, no, they're surpassed that. So now they're getting. Yeah, it's a little ridiculous now.
I'm so confused about all that.
Dude, it's a lot. It's a lot. They talking about this and the apron
NFL salary. That's clear cut for me.
Yeah, the NBA is so different now because it's like, and then now we still have like a trade exception from the Monte Morris trade that's valued at $9 million. So we can go out and potentially get like a Alex Caruso or a Sadiq Bey. Like all these different guys are still available within that. But we will talk about that in a second. But we did find out yesterday that Bruce Brown did in fact take a deal to go 2 years, $45 million to the Indiana Pacers. And I think for me, I want to know how you guys felt about that. Like when you saw that, when you heard that, not to say that you weren't expecting it, but I think for me as a fan, I was just glad that he didn't go to either the Lakers or the Suns. I think once he didn't go to any of those two teams, or even the Sixers. So let me throw the Sixers in there too. But as long as he didn't go to any of those teams, I'm cool because we know Bruce is a good player. But the way I see it is this: Bruce had made what $13 million so far in his career in total, and now he's gonna almost double that in 1 year.
Yeah,
like that's listen, man, go get your money, Bruce. Like. At least he didn't say, all right, cool, you know what? I'm just going to go to the Lakers instead. Now, had he done that, I'm going to tell you,
yeah,
I, that Bruce thing might actually have turned into a boo for some people. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, because that right there, I think, would have been the only way that Nuggets fans might have turned on Bruce Brown if he had done that. Like, let's be real. As much as the Nuggets loved him, he was a part of the championship roster. But if you do that and then you turn around, take the mid-level exception with the Lakers, and then put no. We would have had some words after that. But Kobe, listen, man, what were your thoughts when you heard that Bruce Brown took that deal with the Pacers?
Bittersweet. The hardest part was realizing that it wasn't just about the team, that it was also personal. Like, I got to get my money, you know. And with the NBA, you never know what can happen in this season. So, you know, things happen, and I'm glad he just got a bag. I know Nuggets fans were kind of like, well, I know he's probably going to stay. And it's like, yeah, even if he stayed on a 7.5 or some $7.8 million deal, the amount of money that a lot of teams were just handing out yesterday and today was just ridiculous. So I was like, go get your bag, Bruce. Now the other side of it is bitter, because it's like, okay, who else is going to step up to that role that Bruce played? And I'm not asking no one to fill the shoes of Bruce. We're not asking of that. We're just asking that you play your game, but you understand how to play within a system. And to me, that's what Bruce did. He played to his strengths, but he also learned how to play with a team that had so many different, I don't know, strengths is the best way to put it. Like, MPJ was a shooter. KCP was a defender and a shooter. Jamal was a facilitator and a scorer. Jokic was all-encompassing. But then the bench, like, you know, I was talking to my dad, actually, and I was like, the bench struggled last year a lot with offensive scoring. And I think Calvin looked at it as, we do have defenders, right? We do have Christian and we have Payton, but we need scoring. And so I think that's why he looked at it as, like, when there was moments in the entire playoff series, you were like, okay, Bruce is scoring, but it wasn't a 20 piece. It wasn't, you know, wasn't scattered throughout the board. So yeah, with Bruce, he did an amazing job here. Can't get mad at him for getting a bag. 22 or 20 million is phenomenal. And I just hope that he does a great job in the Pacers. And I think he'll do great. But just from a standpoint of a Nuggets fan, it's like missing that piece was bittersweet. So I'll pass it over to Jack.
Yeah, I mean, everything you said, I totally agree. I think, like Jeremy said, I'm glad he picked that yellow, not Lakers yellow. But, I mean, I think, you know, the Nuggets are more in a comfortable sense of, you know, we won the championship, we need to run it back with the guys we have, and of course they're going to try to keep everybody. It's unrealistic. So, especially with, you know, all that cap limitation that Bruce was, you know, stuck under. So, I think it was inevitable. It is a bummer, of course. I mean, we wanted him. He was such a vital piece. But I do think Calvin Booth, well, I mean, Calvin Booth gave it all he could, you know, as he could only really give him with so much. But I just think that I think there's more hope based on how the rookies performed throughout the playoffs, throughout the season. I think that's why it doesn't sting as hard as, like, if it was him on the bench doing the only – and sometimes it was just him on the bench. But if it was just him on the bench – then I'd be distraught. But I just think that there is so much future coming in that it's really hard to say, like, oh, we're screwed. Oh, we can't run it back. I think that, you know, the defense and Pwatt, defense and Brown too. I just think that they're both up and coming. You know, Strother, he has a shooting ability. Hopefully he can really get bench minutes quickly. But even the guys we've had that we haven't been using, like Zeke, I really hope he can, you know, step it up and be a good backup big. And, you know, Vlatko too, and all those guys. There's just so many guys where I now that Bruce is gone, I really hope Malone can emphasize their talents that they have, because as we saw in the playoffs, good or bad, Malone played three guys unless it was a blowout on the bench. So it's like, we need a little bit more versatility. But hey, shout out to the Pacers, man. They just traded for Obi Toppin. You know, Jeremy, if I'm saying the name right.
Nope, that's it. Yeah.
You know, always messes up all the names. Cases are cooking. Yeah.
I mean, they're trying to get everybody. So, I mean, you can't really blame them offering that kind of money. But again, to both of your points, I think if he went somewhere else that was a little bit more iffy, I'd kind of be bummed. Like, especially if he was going to somewhere else to play the exact same role. Now he's
correct. Yeah.
Right. The fact that he's going in to start, I got more faith in it. It's like he's ready for that next step in his career. Whether it actually translates or not, of course, we're rooting for him. We hope it does, but you just never, Kobe, like you said, you never know how the season goes. So hopefully the Pacers utilize him correctly because he does have a lot of talent, but, you know, he's ready to go. We're ready to move on in a positive way. I always love when a player leaves and it's on the best term possible. So shout out to you, Andre Iguodala. But you know, so I just think that the Nuggets are good. I would like to see a little bit more add. I really did like re-signing DeAndre Jordan, because especially for the limited amount he's asking for, you can't really complain too much there. But one I was really excited for was Reggie Jackson. I think that he can really take on a role that he wasn't being seen as like after that trade. And I think that him and along with Thomas Bryant, who thanks for going to the Heat, Thomas Bryant. I just think that Reggie, man, he has the ability to really be that backup point guard. And I think now that he's actually comfortable, I think Malone can work with him in the offseason, because it's hard, especially with how, you know, hard-headed Malone is, getting a guy midseason and really utilize him off the bench. And so if they had such limited repetition. So that's why I kind of did feel bad for Thomas Bryant throughout the year. I feel like he really didn't get a good chance to get his footing, but I'm guess as you saw, he was asking for too much. So I would have loved to see both of them come back, but really happy that they re-signed Reggie. So Jeremy, how are you feeling right now?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Dude, I mean, I agree with everything you guys just said. I mean, Bruce was definitely one of my favorite players to watch. Obviously, we talked about him a bunch going into the playoffs, and I mentioned numerous times, you know, that I think he was probably going to be one of the more important players. I think I thought that there were a couple players that would have gotten more minutes. I mean, you just brought up Reggie Jackson. I thought Reggie Jackson would have seen more time in the playoffs, but obviously he did not, because Michael Malone sticks to his guns, literally. You know, that's just what he is. I mean, look how many minutes Jeff Green played in the playoffs. I mean, that's crazy. That's wild. But anyways, hey, listen, the Nuggets won the whole thing. I can't even criticize too much. It is what it is. But nah, man, listen, like I said before, I'm happy for Bruce. You know, I think it makes sense for him. This is for his family, right? Not just for him, it's him, his family. And you know, you said it. He went out on the best terms. Like, this is a situation when the Nuggets play the Pacers, you're going to see a tribute video for him. He's going to have one of those, right? Because he did this the right way. And, man, shout out to Bruce Brown, man. Listen, get your money. I know, but I'll tell you, they you know that Twitter account called Old Takes Exposed? Oh, yeah. they blasted Bruce yesterday. They blasted him. They blasted Michael Malone.
Hey, Malone was drunk. You got to get him after it. That man was hammered by the time he got up on the podium. Let's be honest. But
they did him dirty, man. Because all you saw is that little. They posted that little clip of Bruce Brown looking at the crowd, talking about, "Hold on, I got one question for y'all. One more." And everybody's like, "Yes!" And he's like, "Okay, all right, let me go." And then, of course, he didn't specifically say anything, but
I think it was 50-50.
I think so too. I mean, listen, the Indiana Pacers gave him, you know, that the old saying is like a deal you can't refuse. That was it. Like, they had so much money. They're offering him a starting spot because I know he's not taking that to come off the bench. Because, I mean, let's be real. Who else do they have that's going to start over him? I mean, stop. I mean, Tyrese Halliburton, that's their star, obviously. But Halliburton, I like what the Pacers are cooking up, just like you guys just talked about. I like what they're doing now. I don't know if Buddy Hield is going to be staying there. Of course, they got Miles Turner. they got some guys, and now with Obi Toppin, now, you know, Tyrese Haliburton basically is saying he sees himself as Patrick Mahomes and Obi Toppin as a Tyreek Hill. Like, he actually brought that up, that type of connection, because he's like, I could throw lobs, because, dude, Tyrese Haliburton can pass, yo. Mm-hmm. That man, he is a really good young point guard. Definitely one of my favorite point guards to watch, because I've won a lot of money on him, betting on him, so I know he's good. So, hey, man.
It's the Indiana Kings and it's the Sacramento Pacers.
Yeah, yeah.
They just switched rosters, basically.
It was a win-win trade.
It was, for sure. Because, I mean, the Kings obviously getting, you know, Domantas Sabonis and they getting Tyrese Haliburton. And they both teams are pretty much on the rise. Of course, the Kings – you know, pushing the Warriors in the playoffs last year, and even though they were the higher seed, but they played well. Like, they played extremely well, and I think they're going to be better next year. The Lakers are starting to cook. Like, they're starting to find pieces and stuff now too, so it's going to be interesting how next season kind of plays out. I still believe the Nuggets can repeat. I know it's going to be tough because now the Nuggets are not going to surprise anybody, right? This is going to be teams are going to build their roster specifically to try to stop Nikola Jokic. Like, that's literally what it is.
And P-Watt.
Dude, I think, you know, we've been talking about Bruce Brown. Think about this. Do you know how scary it'll be if Peyton Watson develops a consistent three-point shot? That would be – if he does that, because he hit a couple threes in the last couple games that he played, like against the Suns and those little moments. But if he can get up to like 36, 37%,
yeah,
dude.
I don't know, because I seen your tweet, and it was like, I think, a couple podcasts ago, and you said – you believe Bruce is leaving and he's heading to somewhere. And you said, I think the dark horse is Peyton Watson. And I was like, So when I think Jack was on the podcast too, and I was hearing about our discussion, and I was like, to me, Peyton Watson could be your Bruce Brown. He can run. And then I heard from Paul George's podcast, he was like, Peyton Watson reminds me of like a young Brandon Ingram. So when I heard that, I was like, oh. So yeah. You can only imagine, like, he could guard 1-4, possibly 1-5 if he wanted to, run the point. Like, there's so much – he's such an elusive player, and I like how you were thinking, Jeremy and Jack. Like, this dude Peyton is literally an anomaly because he's athletic. And, like, what he's seen from – because I've seen from when he played in the Warriors, blocking shots, super athletic, super young. And I think that Malone is going to put him out there and see – and because I know he's a great defender, but he gets that shot down, and I think the confidence will grow with him too. So being able to have that experience from transitioning from obviously Grand Rapids to be on the bench and watching and seeing the development is sky high. I mean, he's super athletic and having a consistent jumper and stuff. So I think Christian and Payne will have a huge leap. I'm hoping Strother gets minutes. I know people are like, I don't know if Strother's going to get minutes. I hope Strother gets minutes because
I do too. Yeah.
I've seen his highlights, and I was talking to, and I don't want to derail, will be, you know, the navigation of this podcast, but I know when I was talking to Jack, I was like, I seen the highlights. I was like, he can shoot.
Dude,
like,
he's nice.
It was like Klay Thompson-esque. And I was like, oof, we got a Klay Thompson shooter.
Yeah.
Like a three-pointer, floater, mid-range, because he reminds me of KCP a little bit. If he gets his better defense, lethal, 6'7", very lengthy. So, yeah.
No, I like Strother. Jack, like, what are you seeing now? Now that the free agency is kind of just, I mean, it's not over, obviously. We saw a whole bunch of news this morning, and it's going to continue over the next couple weeks, months, everything. But just what are both of your thought processes now? Jack, I want to start with you. Where do you see the Nuggets as of right now in this moment coming off a championship? Do you think the Nuggets currently constructed have the pieces to repeat as your champions?
I think they do. I think they do, especially if they utilize, you know, what they already had. I kind of mentioned it earlier with Malone's stubbornness. It does get to be a bummer sometimes, but to Kobe's point about Peyton Watson, I mean, if those guys, who would have thought, and I'm really hoping Malone continues with it, but who would have thought Malone trusted two rookies? you know, both Brown and Watson. Like, I love to see it because, like Kobe said too, it all does is create confidence in both of them. And, you know, that'll just develop them even quicker if they have that confidence. So I do have faith. As you know me, I wasn't going to say we'll run it back just based off of superstition. But it's not that I don't think that they can. I do think that, and I've always thought this, if a team won the championship, they're the best team until proven otherwise. Like, right. You can't really, it's stupid to say like, oh yeah, well now the Suns are the best because they got Bradley Beal. You know what I mean? Because you don't know how they're going to play, but you know exactly how the Nuggets are going to play. And they didn't lose anybody besides a bench player. And I'm not, you know, minimizing Bruce Brown to a bench player, but being realistic, they're all five starters are still under contract for 2 years. So it is really hard to say that, oh, the Nuggets are screwed. Like, teams have been usurped. Granted, the Suns have really started to add to their bench, so I'll give them that credit, you know, with getting Yuta Watanabe and I think Eubanks. But so it's like they are starting to develop that more, but I still just think they're too top heavy. You know, the Lakers, they're still in a weird position. Again, they're another team that I think are finally adding better. But I even saw a tweet about the Lakers too, and I thought it was a really good point about how, like, they traded for Mo Bamba. He just got cut. They traded for he didn't pick up his option or something. But they traded for, I can't remember the other guy, but he got cut. So it's like they're in a weird position. Like, they don't even know what they're doing. They just re-signed D'Lo for $37 million. Like, it's just, I think right now we're either in the position of the teams in the West either are not ready to make that leap, or they're just mismanaged. Like, I think the Suns are mismanaged. And I think their new owner's just too gung-ho. Like, we got to win now. We got to win now. Because I think he's going to feel that ripple effect, similarly to, like, the Los Angeles Rams in the NFL. I think he's going to feel that ripple effect sooner rather than later. Because they might win a championship. I'm not going to say that it's out of the picture. But their roster's too top-heavy. No, it's getting better. It's getting better. I'm not going to give just completely dog them. But I just think that the chemistry's not there yet. And I just think Denver's chemistry is what won them their championship, if we're being honest. They don't have a bunch of big guys. But they do have the chemistry. They do know – everybody knows their position and it respects it and, you know, even just, like, enforces it. They have such a greatly constructed team. So shout out to Tim Connelly. Shout out to Calvin Booth. But I think that the guy – and especially, too, what I've noticed, the guys that they re-sign are those guys who know their position.
Right.
Like, Reggie Jackson knows that he's, you know, he's not usurping Jamal Murray, but he's also doesn't care about that. Like, and same with DeAndre Jordan. He's at the point of his career. He's not, you know, he's not part of Lob City. So I just think that, especially in the West, teams are either too hurt, poorly constructed, or just mismanaged, or just not ready. I just don't see anybody usurping the Nuggets as of now. And then I'll just quickly do the East. But I think even with the East, it's in a very similar boat. I think this time it will genuinely be the Celtics that are the biggest threat. Again, though, they were the scariest. And when we beat them in January, I was like, okay, the Nuggets still can win, but there's still a good chance they lose to them in the finals. And then they lose to the Heat. So it's like, you have no idea if the Celtics can keep this up. Or you have no idea. Or Milwaukee losing 4-1 in the first round.
I still don't believe that to this day.
Crazy. And they were the second biggest scare for the Nuggets in the East. So it's like, if those two teams crumpled against teams in the East, it's really hard for me to say, oh wow, the Nuggets they're in a tough boat. But Kobe, how you feeling?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You said the Heat, and I already know Dame's going to the Heat, so shout out to Dame going to the Heat.
Yes, but
for me, I agree with everything you said, Jack. To me, what I laughed about the Suns and Suns fans is they don't understand that you need young talent. And Calvin Booth was saying that, he reemphasized that in the draft. He said, I need young talent. Because Book and Ayton are the only two draft picks since that a while back ago. But you needed to develop that. You don't have development. When you don't have development, you don't know chemistry, you don't know a system, it's going to show itself like it has shown for the Suns in the past 2 years, getting blown out by 30, not realizing who y'all are, not understanding chemistry. And I think when it comes down to it, yes, they got better to a degree. The same thing with the Lakers. But what I love about the coaching staff, about the Nuggets and about the front office, is they know that we have to get guys that are not only ready to play, but know how to play in their role. And if you don't, if you come down to college and don't know your role, then it's like, how are you going to be able to fit under a team, and how do you gel with who, you know, the makeup of the team? Because with Strother coming from Gonzaga, right, a super top level program, he knew, I'm a shooter, get rebounds, and do what I need to do. Malone's looking like, looking at Strother like, I can add you to defense, elevate your shooting, get your rebounding up there. Next thing you know, they're like, wow, like Strother's, you know, not even talked about as one of the rookies that stepped out. I mean, Christian, when they drafted Christian Brown, it was the same thing of like, well, what was the point of the Nuggets drafting Christian Brown? I don't see.
I said that. I said that too. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. And then you realize, because I was watching film when he got drafted, and I was like, Calvin knows what he's doing, because he sees that Christian's not afraid of the moment. He played an NCAA championship. And most importantly, it's the same thing with Peyton Watson. They're not afraid, but most importantly, they know their role. And like with the coaching staff, you also got to be coachable. And that's the thing, that when you think about it too, a lot of these young cats are coachable. And if you can't coach them, you got to get out, like Bones and, you know, a couple others that didn't fit under the mold. And so the Lakers, to me, and the Suns are trying to catch up. But what they don't understand is the chemistry. Because who – you're telling me you're trying to make up this team, you don't even know if Bron's going to stay another year. Bron's probably leaving to go play with Bronny. And that entire franchise is like, blow it up, because – you really gonna keep AD as your franchise player? And if the Suns don't make the championship, then what? Y'all screw paying, and they're paying over the luxury tax. That's another conversation for another day. To get Bradley Beal and to get all these players and not understand, okay, how do they all fit under, you know, the roles, but also how do they unite as a team? That's something that you gotta think about. So I'll pass it over to Jeremy and get your thoughts, Jeremy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you guys have been talking about it. I think looking at the Phoenix Suns and the way they're currently constructed, yes, they are extremely top heavy. And I know even yesterday when – I know before Kyrie decided to go back to Dallas, they were like he was a potential person to add to that. So Kyrie, KD, Booker, Beal, like, listen, man, like it sounds good on paper, I guess. But then in reality, the word that you guys have been using, and it's absolutely correct, is chemistry. Like if there is no chemistry, and the other side of it too, not even just chemistry, all of those guys that I just named, maybe besides Booker, but Booker was also injured for a while too, injury problems, right? Can you like think about it? You know, you said just like the Rams, right? When they tried to get everybody, they had They brought in Aqib Talib later on. They brought in – they had Aaron Donald. They had this guy. They had that guy. They had Ramsey. They had – like, they just was like, oh, no, we're going to get everybody and try to do it. And then, yes, of course, they ended up winning something after the fact, but that was more like eventually, right? Like, with these types of teams, you have to get 100% lucky, because you're building it off of trying to force – talent together, as opposed to building it and growing it from the ground up, which is what the Nuggets and, you know, the Nuggets did. So I think the Nuggets, it, like themselves, can repeat just solely off the fact that when Nikola Jokic is out there on the floor, I will bet against the Nuggets. I will bet the Nuggets against anybody. Like, that's just what it is at this point. Him, Jamal Murray, when those two guys are healthy and playing that two-man game, who's going to stop it? Especially now that they know they can win a championship based on playing that way. Oh, good luck. You know, good luck. And seeing MPJ and you brought up Strother, right? I see a lot of MPJ in Strother, like just that style. I mean, he's a guy, and it's not even just the whole fact that he's light skinned. It's just that because it kind of seems like the Nuggets are just drafting like the whole light skinned brigade around Nikola Jokic, Aaron Gordon, Jamal Murray, MPJ. The list was going on, man. So, but nah, I like Strother, man, and I think the way that he stretches the floor, like you mentioned, like his, I watched his highlight reel and I was like, dude, this kid is nice, and he's hitting from everywhere around the court. 40% 3-point shooter in college, like that right there is intriguing. You give Nikola Jokic a 3-point shooter who is going to knock down shots, good luck.
Right.
That's what it's going to come down to, because you cannot – I don't care. I mean, look at it. You know what they were saying before the Nuggets played the Lakers? Anthony Davis was the best defensive blah, blah, blah in the playoffs. He would shut this down. And, yeah, we saw how that worked out, right? Because Nikola Jokic did his thing, but he also had help. Jamal Murray played well. I mean, Aaron Gordon had his moments in that series. I especially love when him and LeBron got into it, right? That was a – that was a cool little moment. I saw somebody put that on Twitter the other day, that little clip where I think he had, like, his arm in, like, LeBron's chest or something like that. Like, it was like, dude, I was like, man, these guys about to fight? Hold on. But, I like what the Nuggets have, right? I just think the Nuggets have the core, and free agency is not over yet. Like I said, they still have that trade exception from the Monte Morris trade, and it's interesting that Monte Morris ended up, you know, getting traded today and going to Detroit, right? And but of course, for him, that's probably a bittersweet situation. One, I know he's not expecting to win anything right now, but he is from Michigan, right? So there is something in there for him, I guess. But there's still a lot of opportunities right now. You guys brought up Dame potentially going to Miami, which is obviously where he wants to go. And to think about Dame, Jimmy, and Bam, that's actually not bad. I actually think that lineup fits really well together based on the style of play, because Dame is not necessarily known as a defender, but he can score and facilitate. Jimmy is very versatile in what he does. Of course, he plays an excellent defense, but then he can take a game over. Bam has his moments. We saw him hitting a lot of mid-range shots, especially like in game one of the NBA Finals. Like he can get his buckets when needed, and of course he's known as one of the better defenders in the league, even though he is undersized in comparison to some of the other centers, right? But he still does his job.
You forget one person.
Who am I forgetting?
Eric Spoelstra,
one of the best coaches in the league. You know, so that is true. That is very true. But I also can't forget the GOAT on that team, Duncan Robinson. All right, Duncan Robinson is definitely getting traded. If Dame is going there, Duncan is gone. Yeah. He's gonna be gone in that deal for sure. But just like Bruce Brown, you know, getting his money. Shout out to Gabe Vincent. Shout out to Max Strus. Like those guys who played for Miami and played really well. You know, undrafted guys like. I mean, not in that series. I'm saying throughout the season. You know? Not in that series. But they had their moments, because, of course, they had to hit shots for them to get to the finals, right? They just ran into a juggernaut team in the finals, and, hey, man, it is what it is. But prior to that, I'll tell you, the Celtics know about Max Strus. They know about Gabe Vincent. They know about Caleb Martin. These guys made their names in that series especially. So, you know, just shout out to all the free agents right now, you know, doing their thing, getting their money. And we will see how everything goes. Like I said, you know, obviously with the whole Dame situation, now he's not going to be in the Nuggets division anymore, the Northwest division. So we don't got to see him a million times a year where he dropping 55 points on the Nuggets. And like, enough of that. We'll see you twice a year and we're cool.
They had to blow it up.
Hey, one thing I will say too, I'm a huge proponent of history repeats itself. You look at the 2003-04 Lakers against the Pistons. You had Gary Payton, you had Karl Malone, you had Shaq, you had Kobe. You're like, how the hell do you beat that?
Yeah.
And then look at that. I mean, they lost what, 4-1? Like they got their asses kicked. So you know, just having the names does not make you a good team. So
right. That's it's all about chemistry, man. That's it.
To kind of wrap up that whole conversation we had, like. It's all about the team together, and you love to see it. But my question to you guys, I just would say, what is your most shocking part of free agency so far? Because we know Bruce Brown, it wasn't it. It's sad, but it wasn't shocking. So what was the most shocking? Kobe, I'll ask you first.
I have three. One, the biggest one was Jeremy Grant getting paid $32
million. Jeez, man. Wow.
Kobe, I don't want to interrupt you, but to that point, I asked Jeremy before, do you think he would have signed that if he knew Dame wanted to be traded? Because Dame requesting the trade happened after his signing.
Yeah. I thought he was going to sign it regardless. To me, Jeremy is all about a bag.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
even though, I mean, he did with the Detroit, Jack. Like, you go to Detroit, Nuggets were paying you $60 million, and you go to Detroit to a franchise that's nowhere close to playoff contention when he was, you know, there. Go to Portland with Dame and you play lackluster, the production was nowhere close. And I'm starting to think Joker made Jeremy Grant look good, and then that's how
he made everybody look good for real. Yeah.
It made him look like he was a bona fide all star. The second one, I think, was Fred VanVleet getting 130, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Fred, go get your money. To me, being an undrafted player and being able to make that amount of money is ridiculous. Because it just goes to show you that Fred put in the work, and going to a franchise like Houston, I see Houston slowly but surely trying to regain their ropes after, you know, seasons of just chaos, it seems like.
Yeah.
And then the third one I would say the two that are tied is Tyrese Haliburton, like Jeremy said, getting paid that amount of money. Because I think the Pacers see a unguardable, just outright dog in that point guard position with Tyrese, and then you have, to me, Desmond Bane getting paid that money, and I was like, okay, y'all could have found someone else, because to me, I see it, but then I don't, because you're giving the bag to someone who has the potential, but he didn't showcase that against the Lakers. And I think a lot of times they just pay the money. And that's the thing about the Nuggets. They don't just give money to anyone. They want to see you work for it. And I know there was I think a couple of weeks ago before free agency started, a lot of Nuggets fans were bitter about why was MPJ giving the bag over Bruce. And it's like, just because MPJ is a talent that you just can't pass on. You know, you want that core. You want that gel to stay for a while. And so I think those were the four, but that one, Jeremy Grant getting paid 32 is ridiculous, because I was just like, he's just there for the money. He's not even trying to win. And he could have won. He could have pulled a Bruce where he got a championship and then dipped. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
But when you go for a bag, it's kind of like you get paid $32 million per year just to have average probably like 15. I don't even know how many points he averages last season, but it's like, I need a little bit more. So those are the four, and I'll pass it over to you, Jeremy.
I mean, you said a lot of the stuff that I noticed as well, obviously, with Fred VanVleet. I thought that was kind of crazy, of course, with Jeremy Grant getting so much money, considering we know where he came from, right? We saw that grind, and yes, you said it. Nikola Jokic makes people a lot of money. Right? Because when they play in that offense, he does all this work, and all you got to do is catch the ball, slash, hit your open shots. That's it, bro. You show up to work.
Some of their salary, man.
Yeah, like that's it. That's all you got to do. So he makes it easy for everybody to make their money. But I'll tell you, probably the sneaky move that I did kind of notice was probably Dennis Schroeder, right? Signing a 2-year to Toronto. As soon as Fred left, they were just like, all right. Because if you think about, obviously, with Dennis Schroeder and how his situation played out when he was on – you know, the Lakers prior, right? And he had that moment where it was just like they offered him this big bag, and then he turned it down to bet on himself in free agency. And then all of a sudden he did not get that money, right? I think he ended up signing for like 1 year, $5 million or something. Like, it was, because he was supposed to make so much more than that. So, you know, to now at least get a 2-year, I believe it's 26. That's not, I mean, at least you jumping back into the bag a little bit, you getting a little bit of your money back. But yeah, I mean, Dennis Schroeder, not to say that he played well in the playoffs, and he definitely didn't do much against Jamal Murray. But hey, man, get your money. I think that's the title of this episode right now. Get your money, okay? That's it. You know,
name it that.
No, I'm gonna have to like get your money at this point, because a lot of these guys, I mean, regardless of if they played extremely well or not, you know, there's just teams that's just ready to sign them for whatever based on their name, based on things they've done in the past. But a lot of these guys that we brought up weren't like, you know what they say about like what you've done for me lately? A lot of these guys were not even that good lately, but we've seen certain potential things that they've done in their career. So now they're just like, listen, we know if we get you in this opportunity, you'll be able to thrive. So we'll see. We shall see, obviously, with everything that's happening. But free agency will continue, guys. Like, we're only a day and a half into it. And obviously, this Damian Lillard move will kind of move the needle on a lot of different things for certain people. But I just saw that, like, all the sports books and stuff, the Miami Heat's odds to win the championship just went from plus 1,300 to plus 1,000. Not that big of a jump. So it's just like they were like, okay, I guess they got a chance, you know, but I mean, but the Nuggets are still ranked number one right now. I think there are some books that have the Celtics because of the Kristaps Porzingis situation. And I think he actually is going to fit really well with that team too, because he does give them something that I think they didn't have before. Kobe, talk to me.
What happens if it doesn't work?
Then they lose again.
Do you think Dylan Brown's leaving? I think he's leaving.
I think so too. Yeah, I think so too.
Is he unrestricted?
Yeah.
Is he an unrestricted free agent?
Who?
Jaylen Brown.
Well, not right now, no, but he will be. He will be. I think I'm pretty sure this is the last year of his contract, if I remember correctly. But I think I see where you're going with that, because if they don't win now, like this upcoming season, if you don't win, I guarantee one of those two guys is gone. More than likely, it'll be Jaylen Brown, because I think Jason Tatum is more the guy there. But they're not going to be together again if they do not win this upcoming season.
Hey, you got to hit him with a Barkley guaranteed.
Guaranteed. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why I asked him, because I'm like, Kristaps can't stay healthy. So that's what I'm saying. Like, was it worth it? And then let me ask you this. If Bradley Beal and those Suns don't get to a chip and win it, do you think they'll blow it up?
I think they'll have to, just off of the CBA alone, right? Like, I think because of this new collective bargaining agreement, like, they won't have a whole lot of time now to do this. Like, this is a bank on everything right now type of situation for them, because I think the way that deal is set up, a lot of teams won't be able to hold that many max contracts on there unless these guys are just like, all right, cool, nah, I'm good, just take my money and give it to other guys. It's a battle of ego, and at that point, listen, let's be real, ain't none of them doing that. None of them are going to do that. Kevin Durant is not going to take less, at least not less than what he believes he deserves. Devin Booker definitely won't. So stop it, man. Like, I think both of those teams, those are great points. I think both of those teams are in win now mode. And if now, of course, they both can't win now, right? Like, it has to be just one. So, and probably it won't be either of them, let's be real. But it's possible. It's possible, I guess. We gotta say that, Jack. Like you said, we can't guarantee the Nuggets win the whole thing, although I did say that in a video already, so I cannot backtrack. But
I'll give it to you.
Listen, man, then again, I don't drink, so I wasn't drunk when I said it. So I was just straight up just being real. That's the night the Nuggets won it, because for me, it was just like people was talking so much trash for all these years. I was just like, you know what? We take it next season, too. What y'all going to say?
That's fair.
Amen. It is what it is, y'all. But listen, guys, this has been cool, man. Just kind of chopping it up about free agency and everything that's happening. Of course, a lot of things are going to change moving forward. Certain teams are still going to be in the mix making moves. The Nuggets still have some moves to make, so we'll see what Calvin Booth does. But before we head up out of here, any of you guys got anything for me, Jack? You got any final words for the Nuggets fans listening?
Hey, shout out to we finally got someone in competition with Jokic's contract. LaMelo being the second highest paid player of all time, which
insane. Insane.
Him and Halliburton, $260 million. That is just nuts. But hey, get your bag. Like we say,
get your bag.
The title of this podcast. Get your bag.
Get your bag. Well, you got anything else for us, man?
I'm just ready for summer league. I just want to see what these players are going to do. Because I have a couple things that I think if when I see production out those rookies, I think Calvin Booth will make some adjustments to the lineup and whatnot. But I'm just eager for summer league because if I see what I think I see, I'm like, play Schroeder, get him some minutes. But I'm just looking forward to this upcoming season. I mean, it's funny because when you win a championship, you're like, all right, that's cool. Like Kobe said, it's cool, but I want another one. You know, like you want another one. Great. So, I'm just eager to see what they do in summer league, but most importantly, kind of excited for the new season coming up. But that's all I got.
Gotcha. Well, guys, like I said, this has been dope. You know, we'll see what moves happen before the end of the day because you never know. You get back on Twitter in the next 20, 25 minutes and something else might be different. You know, Woj might drop a little bomb on us. So we'll see how that goes. But listen, guys, until the next episode, we will continue to talk Nuggets and, of course, a lot of stuff around the league moving forward just to keep you guys updated with everything that affects this team. But until the next show, this is Denver Hoops and Dreams signing off. Peace.
Peace.